House Bill 1126, an act to limit the application of implied consent in circumstances involving an arrest for vehicular homicide or vehicular battery.
House Bill 1126 has had its second reading. It's up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Dugard.
Thank you, Madam President. Ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, House Bill 1126 deals with our implied consent law under the motor vehicle statutes. As you can see in the bill, Section 32-23-10 under our present law states that any person who operates any vehicle in this state is considered to have given consent to the withdrawal of blood or other bodily substance and to that chemical analysis of that bodily substance to determine the amount of alcohol in your bloodstream. Now, even though you have given your implied consent, nevertheless, the statute goes on to say you may not be compelled to give your the withdrawal of blood or bodily substance, but that you can have your license revoked if you don't do so. So in other words, if you drive, you have implied, your consent is implied that you will give bodily substance or blood. However, if you refuse, for whatever reason, your license may be revoked. And you can see that provision on the second page of the bill. That's existing law. Now, there's one exception, or there's two, actually, in the law, where even though your implied consent is given and then you subsequently refuse, where nevertheless law enforcement officials can force you to give your blood, to give a blood sample. And that is found at the bottom of the first page of the bill on line 14, or line 13 and 14. If you are being arrested for a third, fourth, or subsequent violation of 32-23-1, and that's our driving under the influence statute. So if you're being arrested for a third, fourth, or subsequent driving under the influence charge, you may be compelled to give blood. Now, in those circumstances, you have to demonstrate, there have to be two things present. First, you have to be stopped for a good reason, and in the course of that stop, the law officer has to determine by looking at your license or looking at your license plate or your driver's license that indeed through his check on his computer records that you have been arrested before for DUI at least twice before. So they have to know from their records that this is your third offense. Now I'm talking about existing law. They have to know from their records that it's your third offense. Secondly, they have to know from their own observation that there's probable cause that you're under the influence right now. So you have to either have alcohol in your breath or you're staggering, or there has to be some other external evidence that you are indeed intoxicated. Now you can say, oh, I swerved over the center line because I was reaching for a cassette tape or something like that. And if there's no external evidence that you are indeed intoxicated or under the influence, no breath or no staggering, no slurred speech, none of those things, then you couldn't be arrested at all for driving under the influence. And so you couldn't be arrested for the third time, and you couldn't be compelled. So under present law, those two things have to be present. You have to have been arrested twice before and convicted, and you have to have this external evidence of intoxication. House Bill 1126 proposes to add two other situations where you can be compelled to give bodily fluids. One, where you're being arrested for vehicular homicide, that is, you were driving and someone has been killed by your vehicle, or vehicular battery, you were driving and someone has been seriously injured by your vehicle. Now, if you look at the statute, under 22-1641 for vehicular homicide or 22-1642 for vehicular battery, you'll see that an element of that crime is a requirement that you're under the influence. So this is very comparable to third or fourth driving under the influence. Again, you have to have two things present, just as you had to have two things present in the other situation. You have to, one, either have killed or seriously injured someone with your vehicle, and two, you have to have this external demonstration whether it's slurred speech or alcohol in your breath or staggering or whatever the case may be, to demonstrate that there is probable cause to believe that you're under the influence. So I believe this makes sense. I think we have to remember that in these situations, someone has been killed or seriously injured. And I think the foremost thing to remember is this is truth. This is truth that we're bringing to light. If I'm the driver and I have alcohol in my bloodstream and I have just killed someone, that fact is true. I don't think we should be afraid of truth, and I urge your support of House Bill 1126.
Further remarks. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1126. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Senator Apa? Bogue? Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick? Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen? Hangey?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
No.
Cleven?
Aye.
Kitzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
Aye.
Madden? McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
No.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
No.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
No.
Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Bogue?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 28, nays 6, excused 1.
House Bill 1126 has received a majority vote of the members-elect and is declared passed.